You're listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com, the ultimate resource for garden nerds. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Flowers of love. With Valentine's Day right around the corner and seed starting happening right now, why not tell your sweetheart that you love them with flowers? Not just bouquets of roses and baby's breath, but flowers with meaning that you can start from seed this week. The folklore of flowers dates back to the Druids, but it still has meaning today. For example, give a bundle of bluebells to express constancy and everlasting love. Hollyhocks are for fertility and fruitfulness. A honeysuckle will convey devoted love, while carnations might be a good way to propose the idea of a betrothal. Give your mother some moss. It's a symbol for maternal love. And if you have a friend on the mend, hand them a bouquet of Lily of the Valley. It bodes well for the return to happiness. So while red roses indicate true love and baby's breath shows purity of heart, these other flowers will get a conversation started that could lead to something else. Find a full list of the meaning of flowers on the website This Week Only. And while you're there, why not pick up one of our wonderful Garden Nerd gifts for your sweetheart? Our Garden Nerd Hand Care Kit is a perfect gift that gives you soft hands for, a number of uses. You could also pick up the 2012 Spring-Summer Seed Collection. Now that's the gift that keeps on giving. Happy Valentine's Day. Well, that's the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast for this week. You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at GardenNerd.com. That's GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening.